Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is blessings come through faith alone. Friends, I'm so happy today that you are with me and you're following me reading the Bible in 1 year. We start in January and we end in December 31st. By the end of the year, you will have read the whole Bible. And I'm so glad that we're reading the Bible together. Well, today's verse is Romans chapter 4. And I'm going to read a little bit. And then I have a couple of friends that might join me in this program today. And let me read the scripture first. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? He's talking about faith. Without faith, we cannot do anything. God gave us faith for a reason. We are to use it. It is a vehicle to reaching God and receiving acceptance from Him. Because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we have many, many people in the Bible who have used their faith to receive the good things that God can give to them. And He did. From God's point of view, Abraham had no basis at all for pride. For the scriptures tell us that Abraham believed God, and that is why God canceled all his sins and declared him not guilty. But didn't he earn his right to heaven by doing all the good things that he did? No. For being saved is a gift. Salvation is a gift from God. It doesn't depend on how good we are, how bad we are, or what we have in our heart, or if we help people, we give money away. He's not counting that. The only way that God receives us is through faith. Our faith in whom? Jesus Christ. Amen. No, because the being saved is a gift of God. A person cannot earn it by being good. It is in Christ alone that we, when we have faith in Jesus, miracles happen. I know so many people who receive so many great benefits. Health benefits, marriage benefits, children benefits, many, many benefits that come from God when we have faith in God. Amen. Well, I have a friend on my with us today. Wani, are you there, Wani? Wani?
Here with you in your program, and I am so glad you'd be able to say hello, Charlene.
Amen.
And I'm listening to the verse that you have on the program.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful subject.
Amen. Amen. It's so important that we have faith, and a lot of people don't realize that you actually use your faith every day. Because it is by faith that we wake up. God wakes us up. And there's actually a song that they sing about that. He woke me up this morning, got me on my way. I don't know if you heard that song before, but I love that song because it's really true. Go ahead.
Yes. No, it's just, God is awesome God. He knows what he's doing. When he created us unto his image, he deposited us in the measure of faith. And now, as sons and daughters of the Lord, we are blessed to have that measure of faith because, as you said a while ago, God does not move without faith. It's impossible for God to respond to us if we don't trust him, if we don't have faith on what he is and what he can do. And when we use our faith, knowing that he's able and more than able to accomplish anything that we asking him for. It could be, any circumstances of sickness, finances, separations, divorce, it doesn't matter what it is. If we put our faith, if we put our trust in him, knowing that he is able to help us, through faith, God honors faith. So through faith, we all accomplish, we all get rewarded. We will get exactly what we're asking for. And faith is very important because we have to believe in something. And in this case, as sons and daughters of the Lord, we believe in him. That's people that believe, have faith and believe in different things.
Amen.
But when we believe in the Lord, the Almighty, the impossible of the impossible, there is nothing that we can ask for that we will not be able to receive from him. Wonderful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we have so many examples in the Bible of people who have used their faith and receive the promises that God gave to them. You know that God makes promises to us. He promised us that if we would give him our lives, he will guide us. He will protect us. He will guide us with his eye, the Bible said. But we have to be willing to turn our lives over to him because we are human, we're used to doing our own thing. I've been rebellious all my life. I always went my own way. But one day, I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. So I started putting my trust in God. And he had bigger plans for me than I could ever dream or desire. Amen.
Yes.
Well, friends,
that's one of the things that we are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the
Go
things
ahead.
That we rejoice. We are so blessed to have our God, our Creator, and he gave us his Son, his only begotten Son, for us to be reconciled back to him, because we were sinners. But once we accepted him as our personal Savior, our life changes. Mm-hmm. Everything changes because now we are not anymore, belong to ourselves, but we belong to the Almighty God, to the awesome, wonderful Savior. And through him, we are able to be a different person, see different way, talk different way, and walk different way, because when we were lost, Charlene, as you say, we were lost. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have no direction, nothing. We were just lost.
Amen. Amen.
Now that we are
Praise
found
God.
Through our Savior, Jesus Christ,
it makes
a big difference.
Amen.
Now we know his word.
Praise God. Well, we have a few minutes left. Let me talk with to the people. Friends, if you heard this message this morning, I'm so happy that you had a chance to hear about faith. You can go in the Word of God and put that word, that main word, faith, in the in your search button, and it will give you many, many ways, things about faith that can help you. Faith is like a little seed, the Bible says. It's a God gives us a, every person has a measure of faith, whether they're Christian or not, because you have to live by faith, and people live because God breathed the breath of life into us every day. So if you heard this message, would you like to know this Jesus that we're talking about that gives us that new life in Christ? We can live with him forever. He will never desert us. He will never turn his back on us, no matter what we did. We can always ask him for forgiveness. Would you say this prayer with me? Father God, right now I ask you to come into my life. Lord, I've been a sinner. I've been going my own way, but I want to go your way now. Show me who you are. Give me that eternal life. I ask you to forgive my sins. I ask you to receive me as your child, and you be my father. I be your child. And Lord, I thank you for faith, for saving me, for taking away my sins and giving me new life today. In Jesus' name. And I thank
Amen.
You, Father God. I bless this people, Father God, who heard this message today. Lord, let them, Father God, grow in the measure of faith. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister, for being with us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.